producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Work through this hour or the essence of today as it being, well, we can always make a good day out of what is the, you can take something that's bad and turn around and make something good out of it. Let's see how we can do with that in our minds for this Wednesday, the 27th of January. I am Doug Steffen. I started to say hi and then I together. Hi and I. I'm Doug Steffen. Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington. We have three things to talk about as we get started here today, all of them bad. Oregon militia standoff, one person killed, the leader has been arrested, and people say, oh yeah, we got to get those people out of there. Why? I'm going to go through all of that. Two people were killed and three others wounded. Shooting erupted last night in Seattle homeless community. I suppose that's sort of an oxymoron, isn't it? A homeless community. Well, it's a group of people who are in what they call the jungle in Seattle. And then there's the shootout that wasn't a shootout in San Diego. So let's sort of work around in our minds what happened last night in Oregon. And your thoughts at 888-302-3684. Certainly appreciated. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com should you care to create a conversation that way. Or actively, social media, facebook.com/Gooday, Twitter at Gooday. More people are using Twitter these days, it seems. So that's okay. Twitter at Gooday. The circumstance in Oregon last night, authorities arrested a number of these people, including Mr. Bundy. They were all involved in that occupation of the wildlife refuge there. You've all heard the story. You know the story. The FBI was there. State police were there. Local police were there. So let's see if we can piece together what happened. I've listened and heard and read enough to know that I'm disgusted by this. But let's see what you think after you listen to some of the bits and pieces if you haven't heard all of the nuance here. Here's a reporter who actually broke the news that something was happening in this area.
395, which is the main road that goes from Burns over to John Day, has been closed, and that two people were taken to the hospital. OPB is reporting that the hospital is on lockdown. So this is important because there was a meeting that was going to be taking place in John Day tonight on the same issues that the refuge has been taken over because of, and that's basically the federal government, what they believe is the overreaching of rights and taking land. So it is possible that something happened when folks were traveling from Burns out to John Day. We are hearing that Ammon Bundy has been arrested, but we have not confirmed that. We've made several calls to officials and to other folks that we know in town there, and so far there is a very tight seal being kept on that.
All right, so as the thing played out, yes, Ammon Bundy was arrested. Yes, there was a shootout. Yes, there was a person who was killed. Here's the story. This is a YouTuber named Domus Live. Says his opinion of Mr. Bundy and the other protesters has changed from when this all started a couple of weeks ago.
These guys knew if they shot first, this whole thing was going to go down south. I mean, I knew that, they knew that, and everyone that was watching this whole thing take place, we all knew if someone shot first, the FBI was going to move in and either kill these guys or arrest these guys. And that's exactly what happened, man. I've been watching over this thing for the past 25 days, educating myself on the whole situation. And I pretty much came out with a different point of view than I first entered. I mean, I thought these guys were just straight up terrorists, this and that. And I will say this. Sometimes you have to stand up to the government. I'm not saying it was right for these guys to have their guns and go in this place and take over the building. Of course not. You know, they could have done the protests in a different way because look what happened. It led to one of them being killed and all of them being arrested. You could have done a peaceful protest, but sometimes I guess you got to use violence. And I don't condone that, but that's just the way the world works, right?
I don't condone it either. And I'm a little confused because it sounded like he changed his point of view or his position. I am of the opinion that the government has way too much power, way too much control, way too much influence. They inveigle themselves in all of our lives way too much. This is not the way this country was supposed to be run, or nor is it the way I think it ought to be run. They have too much land. They've grabbed too much. The old eminent domain process, it's a sham in many cities, which is more or less the same kind of thing as we have here, although there wasn't a contest to get this land and a lot of the federal land, especially west of the Rockies. But think about it in terms of what you know may have happened in your own community. Let's bring this around to you and your community. And maybe to some of you who have lived on, have owned land that the city or the town or the state where you live was deemed that the land was important for the public good and necessity. So they decided, okay, your land is worth X number of dollars. Here, we'll give you a check for X number of dollars. You get out. And you say, no, my land's worth a lot more than that. Well, that's too bad. We'll take you to court. We'll throw you out. And you'll be lucky to get what we've decided to give you. And then, under the circumstances, you're basically getting it in the neck. And that's a narrow view of the broader issue which these people are fighting. Did they do it the right way? No. But what is the right way? That's the question that a lot of people are asking themselves. And the guns and the problem is also here, these people have a dual purpose, not a singular purpose. I have no interest in confronting the government with a gun, but I really think we ought to be confronting the government with these issues on the streets, protesting and getting people worked up. They're worked up anyway. Let's organize. I mean, that's the reason Trump is doing as well as he is. That's the reason that Bernie Sanders is doing as well as he is. And that's why Michael Bloomberg probably would win were he to run for president, because he understands this stuff, knows how to work through these problems and fix them. The rest of them are all a bunch of flat zeros. And the people that worked into, let's find a little bit more. Let's put a few more of the pieces of this together in a few moments to see if we can come up with some conclusions about whether this was the right action or the wrong action on both sides. 14 after the hour now on Good Day.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
Hi, you've reached Burger King. To leave a message, press 1.
Hey, Burger King, you want to drive biz? I got this idea. I'm a big fan of the way you cook your burgers, but what about chicken? So why not do a flame-grilled burger chicken?
Burger chicken? How about we call it the new flame-grilled chicken burger from Burger King? A savory flame-grilled chicken patty topped with veggies on a toasted bun, now just two for $5. Or mix and match with another delicious sandwich, part of the two for $5 deal. The new flame-grilled chicken burger, only at Burger King. Limited time only, price and participation vary.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
As your financial advisor, I require a small 12% commission in addition to a 3% subcommission on every financial transaction and a 9% commissionary commission on top of the honorarium.
Honorarium?
It's like a commission.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes. Because with TurboTax Absolute Zero, you can file your simple tax return for free. There are no hidden costs. It's simple, and it's absolutely free. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter. For simple U.S. returns only, offer may end without notice. See offer details at TurboTax.com.
Welcome to Staples. As Staples guy, my office goes through ink like it's water.
Well, we have the ink you need, and with our 110% price match guarantee, Staples always has low prices.
So we could go through ink like water. We could bathe in the stuff.
That'd just be weird.
Staples, make more happen. Now get a $15 coupon when you spend $75 on ink, or $20 when you spend $200 on toner.
Offer valid on in-store purchases only ends 1/30/16. Price match plus a 10% difference discount valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Ends 3/26/16. See store or staples.com for details.
17 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. The anonymous host of the internet show Off the Grid has a lot of concern about the government and what happened last night in Oregon, the arresting of Ayman Bundy, the killing of one of the people that was there, and the end of the standoff, the occupation of that wildlife refuge.
This is a lawless federal government and a lawless county sheriff. You got a judge out there that apparently runs the whole town like he's a mafia crime boss. Al Capone would be envious of the power that this guy has, Grassley. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, and I hope he sees charges. But I'm not holding out actual hope for that. I'm not going to hold my breath because from top to bottom, these people are in cahoots and they're lawless. They're like a mafia. They're worse than the mafia because they actually operate under the color of law. And that gives them more power than the mafia could ever hope to have.
Yeah. See, this is it. And once again, I go back to the protesters. This is the way the public feels. And the people who are younger, who are used to the government being in their lives, versus the people who are older, who sort of remember when things were much freer than they are now, we've done a terrible disservice, those of us who are adults, and when I say mature adults, probably would be better, letting this thing get as far out of hand as it has, this thing called the federal government, local government. There are a lot of people like this guy describes. They're just potentates. Here's another one of these off-the-grid hosts named Sean Fleming talking about Ayman Bundy.
These guys have been taking over that refuge, wildlife refuge, basically destroying things, taking cameras off of telephone poles because they think they're being spied on, driving around the vehicles of the Fish and Wildlife Service that, you know, what the heck, you're driving and using the computers there, going through government files and stuff like that. They've been destroying wildlife artifacts, blowing through rams, horns, and all sorts of other stuff, acting like a bunch of ding-dongs. I guess that's the easiest word I can use for this. All over, and they're just basically a pack of nut jobs, in my opinion. These guys are very dangerous. I'm glad that the FBI has arrested some of them, and maybe they'll go back and arrest the rest of them, because there's several of them that have been playing a part in this, and I hope they just, by tomorrow morning, raid the entire place and kick them all out.
Really? Okay, so there's another point of view. I don't happen to agree with that person's point of view. What about you? It's all about what really is the feel of our government and how we feel toward how they feel. And they think they have the power and the control. And in this circumstance, they got the money, they have the guns, they have the firepower to overwhelm whoever might stand up to them. Again, I don't approve of the shooting on either side, but I agree with them that we've got too much land owned by the government. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now 23 after the hour, music portion of this hour of the Good Day program, and this is devoted to the music of Kesha. Been involved in a messy legal battle with producer Lucas, Dr. Luke Gottwald. All right, so
this has been going on a long time.
Really, she sued him for assault and battery. Apparently, he apparently sexually, physically, and verbally abused her, and did for some 10 years. She was working together. Why would you stay with somebody?
Well, that's what I don't understand. You know, at some point, when do you walk away? Because there's, I mean, maybe she thought she had to be with him for her career, but something seems odd.
So how successful
put up with that behavior
has she been? I don't know that much about
Well, the song you're listening to right now, is, I would guess, is probably her biggest hit, because it's the one I know.
Really?
I would think this is probably her biggest hit.
She's suing
a few others
because she's been unable to produce new material. She has a contract with this guy that she's suing that bars her from doing anything with anybody else.
Right.
So here's one of the videos that was posted from her by one of her friends, greeting her fans and singing a bit of Amazing Grace.
Good morning, everybody. I love you guys. I can't put out new music, but I can sing a little something of someone else's songs or something that exists.
Wow, I'm going to fall asleep.
So.
Good night.
Have a little energy.
What should I sing? Amazing Grace. How sweet.
She totally just did this off the cuff.
No, it sounds like she just got out
pretty
of
tone.
Why don't you go to American Idol or something and start over again? That's what she ought to do. Just start over again.
Like me.
All right, so
I won.
Ava Gordy from What's Trending.
Sounds like she's going to pass out at any moment.
The story on the court battle, which is supposed to a lot of the behind the scenes stuff going on today.
She's posting this video because her record label is trying to keep her from singing. In October of 2014, Kesha filed a lawsuit against her producer, Dr. Luke. She says that she was abused by him in various ways. He allegedly gave her drugs and sexually assaulted her, induced her to drop out of high school, denied her any meaningful profits from her work, and was abusive towards her and other women. In November, Kesha filed a request to a judge to start recording music without her producer. Her lawyers argue that if any more time passes, she'll lose the chance to continue her career anyway. On January 26th, she'll find out if she can be released from her contract with Kemosabe Records. Kesha shared this post on Instagram. She says, "Maybe my life will go down an unexpected path, but the message will always be the same. Love, acceptance, compassion, equal rights, human rights, animal rights. And that really is my passion and purpose." More than 100,000 fans have petitioned Sony to save Kesha's career. Many Kesha fans are planning a protest outside the New York State Supreme Courthouse.
I'm on her side.
Yeah, I think I am, too.
You know what? I'm so tired of record companies just owning people. Yeah.
Well, and they go after these people who don't have all that much education, I would guess. Mm-hmm. But you have to be responsible. It just shows you that lesson. You have to be responsible for what you sign. Comes back to bite you.
Yeah, know what you sign. Yeah. Here's
put your
a YouTuber
name on a contract.
Named Peter, one of the many people expressing his support for Kesha.
The things you can do, post on any social media, any at all, and get hashtag freedom for Kesha or hashtag free Kesha trending. If you can, if you're in the New York City area, go to the court on Tuesday and protest. That's really all I needed to say today, and I hope that you guys join the cause.
Get a life.
Yeah. You know, Kesha once said she likes to take baths in glitter.
Really?
Yeah.
All right,
can't blame her.
Here's a note that I just got. Roberta, you'll like this a lot. Meredith just remembered that last Friday night she was at a fundraiser at the place where she has her horses. She goes to the horse. There's a...
What can farmers do to help reduce food waste? We'll tell you today on the Successful Farming Radio Magazine.
Hi everyone, this is Amanda from the Customer Happiness Team at FarmLogs. I'm here to send out a quick thanks to all the FarmLogs users in the area who have used FarmLogs to monitor your rainfall last season. As you prepare for the 2016 season, let us help you get the most out of every acre with our powerful new line of tools, which includes nitrogen monitoring and variable rate prescriptions. Visit FarmLogs.com to learn more. That's FarmLogs.com, FarmLogs.com.
When the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations says we lose 40% of the food produced in the United States, it's also counting what gets left in the fields. Sarah Vered is involved in ReFed, a project to reduce food waste.
For farmers who currently are producing product that for some reason is not getting picked up kind of by their primary market, you're working closely with food banks and with others to then actually recover that food. And there's a lot of opportunities around maximizing kind of labor in the field to get all the product out of the field and then sorting out what's going to go to your primary market versus what can go to your recovery market.
Vered says farmers who want to be more sustainable can help with the food waste reduction effort.
Food waste is one of those issues that really cuts across a lot of different issues, from sustainable agriculture to climate change to food insecurity. And so if you can bring all of these different interests together and different parties together, I think there's going to be a pretty strong coalition behind reducing food waste because it has all of these benefits. But it requires people to look in a way that's slightly different from how they've traditionally looked.
Visit foodtank.org to learn more. For the Successful Farming Radio Magazine.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
January 27th, 2016, on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Dudley, to my friends, help yourself to either, if you'd like, 888-302-3684. Our conversation thus far has been about the shooting, sort of a shoot-em-up, I guess, in a manner of speaking, in Oregon, the militia standoff, and the person that was killed there. Another one of these circumstances prevailed. Two people were killed, three others wounded. Shooting in Seattle last night. There were reports of shots fired, I don't know, 7, 8 o'clock last night near this is a southern part of, I've been to Seattle, by the way, it's a wonderful city, I love Seattle, and it's very progressive, and there are a lot of homeless people who are there. So under the circumstances, it seems rather dicey here. Looking at comments made by the assistant police chief, Bob Murner, who said the victims lived at an encampment called the Jungle. He said the shooting the early indication was they had the reason to believe that police were targeted. The police chief, Kathleen O'Toole, said the police didn't believe anybody else was in danger. Nobody was arrested. Police interviewed witnesses and searched for a couple of people that are persons of interest in the case. I don't quite understand, actually, what went on, honestly. And I don't know that we're giving you the opportunity to understand what's going on. I've looked this thing over three or four times. One of the victims was a woman. Four others were hurt, taken to the hospital. Two women and a man underwent surgery. Their gunshot wounds were to the chest, the abdomen, and the back. The mayor of Seattle, Ed Murray, calling the shooting an active crime scene, urge people to stay away from the area, addressing homelessness as a problem. It is a real problem. This is an instance. The problem of the homeless, I'll give you a perfect example. Outside of my home in Santa Monica, California, which is admittedly one of the, I don't want to say exclusive, but it's pretty upscale here. There are, at least by local count, 4,000 people who live in this community, put live in brackets, who have no home. And rubbish day is Monday. And on Monday, at 4:30 in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, I hear all this rumbling and noise outside. A lot of noise. And some cars going up and down the street. So I looked out to see a couple of men going through my rubbish and the rubbish of the next door neighbor on either side. So I called the police. They sent somebody down. These guys were long gone by then. But there is a van that's parked across the street from where I live. Somebody lives in there. This guy's been living in there for the past 3 years. I've been in this house for 7, 8 years. Van parked across the street. Guy sleeps in the van, works out of the van. He's, because I'm a block off of the beach, the surfers come to him to fix their surfboards. That's what he does. He does it out in the street. Now, he's not causing anybody any harm. But when you walk around into certain neighborhoods, or let's say you go downtown to a movie, there are homeless on every corner. Now, it's warm here, and because Santa Monica is a pretty liberal place, there is a lot of attention paid to those who are homeless. But listen to this. Yesterday, the state of California adopted a plan that over the next 10 years will spend over $2 billion to take care of or address in some way, shape, or form the needs of the homeless. That means in Los Angeles County alone, $200 million will be spent. And by the way, that's been annualized over the last 4 or 5 years. A couple of $100 million a year spent on dealing with the homeless. What does that mean, dealing with the homeless? Well, it means that they're feeding many of them, trying to give them shelter. They are problems when it comes to law enforcement. They get arrested. They go through the system. There are all kinds of reasons. The thing that bothers me more about this than anything else isn't just the normal, everyday, average group of homeless people. It's the number of veterans who are on the street, the number of veterans who have no home, the number of veterans who have no family, the number of veterans who have no health care, the number of veterans who haven't got anything to eat. What an outrage. Here's another reason. I become the angry young man. Maybe the angry old man. Angry middle-aged man. But this just isn't right. And what are we doing about it? We're laughing and scratching, and President Obama's congratulating Mrs. Clinton on what a great job she's done and how she'll be a great president. And Mrs. Clinton says, I love the idea of appointing Mr. Obama to the Supreme Court after he's president. What a super idea. What? Come on. Stop taking care of yourselves and take care of the people that you're supposed to be taking care of. This is why people like Donald Trump make it up the food chain these days. Because these guys are too busy slapping each other's backs, telling them what a great job they're doing. Meanwhile, there are all kinds of injustices, and the plight of the veterans who are homeless, just one of them. It's unmanageable. It's out of control. And that's what you see in this circumstance in Seattle. Okay, let's fast forward. Let's move down the coast to San Diego. Now, they'll shoot them up there, or maybe not. The circumstances at the naval base in San Diego, remember, what was it, last year? There was a supposed shoot 'em up, I think, in Quantico, and there wasn't a shoot 'em up, but about 1,000 police showed up on the scene. Seems to me that that's the same sort of thing that happened in San Diego. So let's see if we can put together a couple of different reports and see what you get out of what happened yesterday morning, late morning, in San Diego. First, here's John Berman and Christine Roman talking, and this is more or less one of the first reports to come out of the situation.
Breaking news out of San Diego at the Naval Medical Center there. Reports of three gunshots fired in the basement of Building 26, 8 o'clock in the morning Pacific time. That would be about 52 minutes ago. It is being treated as an active shooter situation. All non-emergency personnel being advised to stay away.
What you're looking at right there is the Facebook page of the Navy Medical Center there, and it sent out this message, and I'll read this to you. It says, attention, an active shooter has just been reported in, as John said, Building 26. All occupants are advised to run, hide, or fight. All non-emergency response personnel are asked to stay away from the compound.
All right, so that's page one. Next page, law enforcement analyst Art Roderick has more details, including an unusual message being relayed to anybody who was actually at the naval base.
My first thoughts are that it is a massive complex, and this is going to be a very complicated situation. And what I find very interesting is the initial report of run, hide, or fight. I have to say that's the first time I've seen an alert message go out like that, and I think that's a good indication that, unfortunately, we've learned through experience that shelter in place or get out of the area is a good tactic, but also at some point you might have to fight. And I think myself and several other law enforcement people have talked about this in the past, that there comes a point in time where, you know, people are just going to have to fight. And to see this type of message coming out right away is a good indication that attitudes are changing involving these types of scenarios. There was also some reports of federal law enforcement showing up early. Generally, what's going to happen in every one of these situations is whoever's out on the road, whether it's state, local, or federal, are going to respond immediately and try to take out the threat as soon as they can.
All right. That's page two. Page three. CBS News reports on the police presence and the fact that schools that were nearby went into lockdown.
We have seen a lot of armored vehicles and police, CHP. They are just arriving on the scene right now. We have been listening into our CBS affiliate in San Diego. They've been telling us that inside Building 26, there are offices and barracks for the wounded sailors and Marines. There's also a fitness center. Again, they're also hearing reports of high schools in the area. They are under lockdown. This is a really busy part of San Diego. There's the Balboa Park Zoo, which is nearby, and a lot of highways that are surrounding this area. Again, we are seeing a heavy police presence surrounding the complex. We have not seen anybody coming out of this building just yet.
Because there wasn't anybody. Nobody. There was never an active shooter. So what else happened? Well, there's a few conspiratorial theories that I'll lay on you in a moment or two. Doug Steffen, good day. 43 and change past the hour on Good Day.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facilities safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Racing legend Richard Petty.
After over 1,100 races, you could say I've been through the ringer. To help me keep feeling my best, I use odor-free Blue MU made with real MU oil. Blue MU continuous pain relief spray makes it perfect for all those hard-to-reach places. And now there's the new Blue MU maximum arthritis pain relief cream. Perfect for hard-hitting arthritis pain. Thanks to Blue MU, nothing slows down the king. Use what I use, Blue MU. It works fast and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Walgreens, and other fine retailers.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain,
Your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters. And America's Navy is already there.
Control, do you like mortgages?
Negative.
Over.
Do you like rockets?
Affirmative.
Over.
Do you like rocket mortgages?
I'm listening.
Over.
Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that turns the entire mortgage process into a fast, powerful, completely online experience.
Copy that, QL1. I'm going to go ahead and push this button in.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 33.
This is my deal.
What's your deal?
I just rocked this deal. You guys are my favorite deal.
We're the real deal, baby. Woo! I am the deal.
Let's finish this deal.
Who doesn't love a good deal?
Best deal ever.
So what's your deal? If your deal is getting the best deal, then go to TaxAct.com. File simple federal and state returns free. TaxAct, the best deal in tax. Go to TaxAct.com. You got this.
All right, Doug Steffen, Good Day Program, Good Day Time, 47 after the hour. So let me just sort of rehash this. The responding that was yesterday morning, the Naval Medical Center in San Diego, this was hundreds of police and military people, but neither a shooter nor any victims was found during a search of the Naval Medical Center there. One person reported to the police that there were three shots. She heard three shots. I believe it was a woman. Three shots in the area about 8 o'clock local time yesterday in the basement of a building. In that building, offices, barracks, that sort of thing. There's a gym there. So there was an ominous warning. The facility posted on the Facebook page, "Attention, an active shooter has just begun working in Building 26. All occupants advised to run, hide, or fight. All non-emergency response personnel asked to stay away from the compound." All right, here's Captain Kurt Jones, the commanding officer of the naval base.
Just prior to 0800, we had a single report of three shots fired in Building 26. Since that time, we have done a number of clearing sweeps of the building, and as of this time, we have found nothing which substantiates those reports. We are continuing to clear the building and to ensure that there are no casualties, that there is nothing that's not quite right in the building. And as of right now, we have found absolutely nothing that indicates there were any shots fired. There are no casualties at this time. I would characterize it as someone who thought they heard something and made reports, at which point in time we took the appropriate steps that we take when we have a report along those lines.
How do you check the report out? How is it? This is a perfect example of how the terrorists win every day. Everybody is afraid of everything. Nobody wants to get together. Here's a perfect example. I was going to participate in a seminar I'm going to this weekend down in Palm Springs, but there was another gathering that I was supposed to go to in Long Beach as well, but the organizers of the event called it off because there weren't enough people who signed up. And the number one reason, this is an event that's been going on for 25 years, the number one reason given for people not wanting to go to this event is because it was in an area that was enclosed, and they were afraid of gathering in one place, having that many people in one place. Now, I know there are things like this, events like this going on everywhere all around the country every day. But when people start thinking like this, they don't want to go into a meeting or seminar or into a place because they're afraid to have a lot of people gathered in one location because the terrorists love to blow up things like that. Can you imagine? That's how we're thinking, some of us. This is horrible. But that's kind of the what went on in San Diego yesterday. 51 after the hour.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Keep passing information along to you and yours, courtesy of the Doug Steffen Information Overload. Overload, you can handle it, right? We got all these people that are so smart. We can overload you and you'll still feel appreciative. 54 after the hour, Jennifer has What's Cooking next year on Good Day. What is cooking? I'm actually making... I'm baking potatoes in my oven. The other day I baked a couple and I left them in there. Forgot they were there, and I took them out and they were just like all burnt. You couldn't.
Did they get hard when you overbake
them?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
What do you left?
They can explode and catch on fire.
But you ate them anyway, right, Doug?
Well, I tried to, but I didn't get to.
You made soup out of them.
After he knocked out a tooth, he's like, maybe not such a good idea.
All right, we'll find out what else is cooking in a moment.
$100 donut.
All right, calm down.
I like them bright fried potatoes.
This report is brought to you by Miranova Labs. Whether it's staying active and fit or doing the activities we enjoy most, making heart-healthy choices is the key to improving our overall health. Yet many people may not realize there is more they can do to protect their hearts from the damaging effects of oxidative stress. Dust the Rust Off is a nationwide public awareness campaign designed to educate America about the important role of taking a super antioxidant ergothionine supplement to protect the heart from oxidative stress. Dulvit Quince, the Biggest Loser celebrity trainer.
Your heart is at the core of a healthy body, but many Americans are letting oxidative stress literally rust and damage their hearts. That's why I am proud to partner with Miranova Labs to motivate America to take action and dust the rust off their gym equipment, running shoes, and especially their hearts. By committing to a good diet and taking a daily ergothionine supplement like Miranova EGT+. I encourage everyone to go to dusttherustoff.com to learn more.
All right, let's get at it here. I noticed there are a lot of people who are trying to deal with winter and the ideas that are coming up on some of the websites and some of the Twittering going back and forth, Jennifer. Somebody put out a search for the perfect winter meal, and this is, I suppose, maybe a little trick or a tip. Roberta was just having fun with me on the potato department, but there are a lot of things you can do with soups that are left over and whatever you have handy
by. But none should do what you do, where you take like soup that's 6 months old and then put it in a pot with some water and go, I've made some delicious soup.
Last night, actually,
if you boil it, it'll be safe.
Yeah. Right. Well, last night I had some leftover shrimp, and I had some rice and beans.
Leftover from when?
Well, that's the point. It looked
last
like
Christmas.
No, well, I'm not sure.
I couldn't read the date
on it, but I mixed it with
Do your shrimp have dates written on them?
Here's a little clue for you.
Where do you
fit? If you can't remember the date or can't read the date on your shrimp, you should probably throw it away.
Yeah.
McDonald's says its sales are booming because of their all-day breakfast. This is the first time they've seen a sales bump since 2012. I don't know if you're going to save. It's kind of like Walmart closing stores. When McDonald's starts closing restaurants, you know that they're in trouble. So, all right, Jen, what else have you got?
All right, so you know Pizza Hut likes to get creative with their different pizzas. I think the latest one that caught my attention was the little hot dog pizza, you know, where they had the little weenies in the crust. Well, the people from Pizza Hut in
quiet,
New Zealand
yes, keep going, Jennifer.
Have just launched, are you ready for it?
Mm-hmm.
A hash bite crust pizza, which tells me you have to actually be using hash to enjoy it. This one sounds really good. Actually, it's a pizza with tater tots, Dougie.
Really?
The tots are thrown into the crust before going into the oven. So it's a regular pizza with crust, and then along the side, the tater tots are kind of jammed on the top so that they get golden brown rather than like brown, like black from being in the pizza oven.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this is in New Zealand with Pizza Hut, but anything that works there usually will come here next. So be on the lookout for tater tots. Pizza. Mm-mm.
Okay. What else?
Stoner's dream.
Yeah.
I see you're drinking 1%. Is that because you think you're fat? Because you're not. You could be drinking whole if you wanted to.
Uh-huh.
That was Napoleon Dynamite. He used to stick tater tots in his pocket.
All right,
there's also a donut that's sweeping the nation. It costs $100 for one donut. This one is 24 karat gold. It's from a New York chef. Roberta, you should go check him out. He's selling golden donuts for $100 a piece. His name is Bjorn De La Cruz. Talk about mixed races there. He sells 24 karat gold leaf donuts at Williamsburg, Brooklyn's Manila Social Club restaurant, where he's the executive chef. Apparently, this has gotten huge on social media. You can buy a dozen for $1,000. They're handmade.
Whoa.
He uses pastry dough. Golden leaf on the outside.
What in the world are we coming to?
Jelly-filled, too, by the way.
59 past the hour. What's cooking here on Good Day?
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now, you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.